You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. After a night of boozing, Cassandra Gutierrez confronts her boyfriend for, quote, not helping her enough with the bills. As the argument escalates, Gutierrez grabs a knife from the kitchen, stabs her boyfriend multiple times. The boyfriend gets away, meets Texas cops at the apartment leasing office.
Nancy Gutierrez stabs the man in the neck, back, left leg, and right hand during the attack. When there's a brief pause, the man makes a run for it and calls 911 from the safety of the apartment complex office. The man was bleeding profusely, and cops used his description and a trail of blood to identify Gutierrez as the aggressor.
Texas cops arrest Gutierrez for ag assault with a deadly weapon. Shannon Epstein becomes combative after boarding a flight out of New Orleans International. The ruckus started when Epstein asked a family seated near her if they were smuggling cocaine. But as cops try to remove Epstein from the plane, the 25-year-old spits and kicks, actually injuring six officers.
Epstein reportedly sat down, then turned to the Hispanic couple seated next to her and asked if they were smuggling cocaine. Flight attendants asked Epstein to apologize and then switch seats, but the woman became combative and would not comply. The cops handcuff Epstein to a wheelchair and roll her off the plane to the airport security office. Epstein told the deputies that they were going to lose their jobs or go to jail because she's related to Chris Christie, the former New Jersey governor. Nancy, she's his niece.
Epstein now charged with disturbing the peace, resisting arrest, and battery on a cop. A Kansas dad leaves his six-year-old in the car while he quickly runs in a store. While he's gone, Benjamin Brady steals the car with the little girl inside. Cops put out a be on the lookout for the car.
Six-year-old Kennedy Reyes was strapped into a car seat in the back of her dad's car when Brady stole it and took off. The Kansas Highway Patrol used Flock license plate reading cameras to locate the stolen vehicle driving south toward Oklahoma.
Oklahoma Highway Patrol locates the car and six-year-old Kennedy found safe. Brady extradited back to Kansas, charged with carjacking and kidnap. The little girl happily reunited with dad. That'll teach him to go in the store without the child. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The suspect accused of killing five people and wounding 17 others at a gay nightclub in Colorado has been charged with 305 criminal counts. Sydney Sumner is with Crime Online.
22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich sat upright in a chair during the hearing and appeared alert. In an earlier court appearance just a few days after the shooting, the defendant's head and face were covered with bruises, and Aldrich was slumped over and had to be prompted by attorneys to respond to questions from the judge. Investigators say Aldrich entered Club Q in Colorado Springs, clad in body armor just before midnight on November 19th, and began shooting with an AR-15-style rifle. The killing stopped after patrons wrestled the suspect to the ground, beating Aldrich into submission.
Aldrich has been held on hate crime charges, but prosecutors had said previously they weren't sure if those counts would stick because they needed to assess if there was adequate evidence to show it was a bias-motivated crime. An attorney for a man accused of fatally shooting rapper Takeoff last month says that the musician's death outside a Houston bowling alley was a tragedy, but that her client says he's innocent of the crime. 33-year-old Patrick Xavier Clark made a brief court appearance in which prosecutors and his defense attorneys agreed to hold a bond reduction hearing on December 14th. Clark was arrested on a murder charge last week and is jailed on a $2 million bond. Clark did not say anything during the hearing. Federal prosecutors have told a judge that a life prison sentence would be justified for the leader of a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, saying his goal to turn the country upside down in 2020 was a forerunner of rampant anti-government extremism. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
The court filing by Assistant U.S. Attorney Nils Kessler states, quote, "If our elected leaders must live in fear, our representative government suffers. A plan to kidnap and harm the governor of Michigan is not only a threat to the officeholder, but to the democracy itself." Kessler continued, saying that Adam Fox fanatically embraced the cause and persistently pushed his recruits to action.
The court filing in Grand Rapids, Michigan, came a week before U.S. District Judge Robert Jonker is scheduled to sentence Fox for conspiracy crimes. He and co-defendant Barry Croft Jr. were convicted in August. A fugitive wanted for his involvement in a criminal drug enterprise has been extradited from Mexico and returned to Tucson. 45-year-old Manuel Gutari Redondo was involved in a Tucson-based interstate drug smuggling organization that trafficked marijuana to the Nebraska chapter of a notorious street gang. Gutari Redondo and seven other co-conspirators were arrested in August 2011. The FBI says that on the third day of the trial in June 2013, Gutari Redondo failed to appear in court, but the trial continued without him. He was sentenced to 162 months in prison for money laundering, conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute marijuana, and other charges.
A dollar store customer argues with an employee because the woman didn't like the way her groceries were bagged. What do you think you're going to get for a dollar, lady? Cashier Genesis Canales gets upset when the customer starts to film her and calls the woman Karen. So-called Karen's husband, Jason Dobin, slaps Canales for the Karen comment. And because of a previous battery conviction, Florida cops arrest husband Dobin's, or should we call him Kevin? For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.